AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin appears to be trying to replenish his military. He's ordering a 13% increase in the country's troop strength. Meanwhile, the death toll from yesterday's rocket attack in central Ukraine that hit a train station has risen to 25. Russia says it targeted a military train and claims to have killed more than 200 Ukrainian reservists. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky in his nightly address saying Russian shelling knocked the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant offline for a time today, adding the Russian military presence risks a global radiation disaster. A judge has ordered a redacted version of the affidavit the Justice Department relied on in the search of President Trump's Florida estate be made public by noon Friday. Redactions are likely to be extensive. Sagar Magani now with the latest number on the economy.
The Commerce Department had estimated the economy shrank at a 0.9% annual rate from April through June. It has revised that to 0.6%, still a second straight quarter of contraction. Many economists, though, doubt the economy is in or on the verge of a recession, pointing to a strong jobs market. Weekly unemployment claims fell last week. But as the Federal Reserve raises interest rates to tame inflation, there are growing signs of economic weakness, especially in the housing market. Economists will be closely watching a speech tomorrow by Fed Chair Jerome Powell for signs of how high or fast the central bank may keep boosting rates. Sagar Magani, Washington.
California regulators have approved a plan to require new cars, trucks, and SUVs to run on electricity or hydrogen by 2035. If achieved, it would cut carbon emissions from California cars in half by 2040. Stocks closed higher. The Dow gained 1%, the S&P and the NASDAQ more. This is AP News. A new study predicts more dangerous heat in the future. Ed Donahue has details.
Occasionally, in mid-latitude countries, spiking temperatures and humidity in the summer can make it feel like a sweltering 103 degrees. Researchers say by the middle of the century, it could happen 20 to 50 times a year. In the sticky tropics, it could feel much worse. Study author Lucas Zepetello, a Harvard climate scientist, says heat waves are one of the new four horsemen of apocalyptic climate change. Chicago hit the 103-degree heat index level only four times, from 1979 to 1998. The study's most likely scenario shows Chicago hitting that threshold 11 times a year by the end of the century. I'm Ed Donahue.
Heavy rainfall in the Deep South today. Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Florida Panhandle all getting hit. And in the Southern California desert, a flash flood washed out Interstate 10. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.